Hello, friends. This is Phonograph DJ Mac bringing you Centennial Songs. I find it fascinating that 100 years ago, Nora Bayes was one of the biggest stars in the U.S., but today, she's largely forgotten. There are so many, but one big testament to her popularity was that in 1918, she was the first woman to have a Broadway theater named after her. And she was the toast of New York and one of its highest paid performers, whether it be in a vaudeville top spot or starring in a Broadway production. Her shows were highly anticipated and often sold out. In 1918, she mounted the show Ladies First, in which a suffragist runs for mayor in a small town against her spouse, and hijinks ensue. Make no mistake, the show was entirely a vehicle for Nora to sing, make jokes, and strut around the stage with her signature brightly colored ostrich feathers. One of the songs from the show was written with her musical partner, Seymour Simmons. I've had the privilege of seeing documents and personal correspondences between Nora and Seymour through a package of copied material sent from Seymour's son. The song is a typical love song of the period, and another vehicle for Nora on stage. With our present abilities to watch entertainment on demand and the use of video and effects, I think we have a hard time knowing of a time 100 years ago when delivery on stage was done with no microphones or sound system for the band. Nora was known as an entertainer who could sell a song like no other, and she enchanted the audience with her charming personality. It was said in a period review that she makes a veritable triumph out of Just Like a Gypsy at her entrance, and after that, the crowd is hers. It also speaks of the air of haphazard impromptu, spontaneous merriment, which with Miss Bayes invests the whole performance. For more about Nora Bayes' life and mysterious death, search New York Times Nora Bayes for a great article. The song Just Like a Gypsy was a hit in the show, and besides being a Broadway star, Nora was a prolific recording artist with an exclusive contract with the Columbia Graphophone Company. So it was a natural for them to record a big song from one of their biggest stars. So here from September 1919 is Nora Bayes with her recording of Just Like a Gypsy, this week's Centennial Song.
Wonderful. Wander anymore, because